You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. The greatest day of the week, of course. We've always talked about that. It's a nice, you know what? It's a nice rainy morning. Is that an oxymoron?
Yes.
That rain is a little cold.
I thought the rain was cold.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
I know. We're going to shoot you down on that.
You know what you guys have become?
You.
Me.
No, it just was cold. The rain's cold. But you're right. It's warm. But not warm.
I'm just trying so hard to get to be like, not even summer, just like night where you can go outside and it's like, let's just go walk around. It's nice. We haven't had that in a long time.
Doesn't feel like it, right?
What, October?
Well, I don't know.
We had a couple of days.
Saturday
recently,
here and there, but just
Saturday
it's like,
was good.
You know.
It's consistent. Like, we haven't had that. Consistency we're looking for in the summer. Where it's, and that's coming, though. It's coming, I think, next week.
Hey, so there were some legitimate tornadoes that hit, huh, Todd?
Donna,
like, yes, like legit tornadoes.
She said that, couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't know that till she told me that last night.
Right. And it's like, holy crapo. You know, we almost joke around that, you know, it's Northeast Wisconsin, we never get bad weather, but it wasn't far from here that it was serious stuff.
You the one that said the news people, you know, if it bleeds, it leads.
That was
I didn't
you.
Hear anything, but nobody got hurt, right? So I don't think we heard a lot about that.
No, I haven't heard. Have you, Todd?
No.
I mean, like in Arkansas and Louisiana.
No, those. I'm talking about Wisconsin.
No, that's
though.
What I mean. Yeah. You know, when you hear about those stories, it's always like, you know,
right,
this number of person dead or, you know, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate to say it, but yeah.
That's probably why we didn't hear a lot of
yeah.
that. Okay.
But it was still scary.
There
okay.
we go.
Did I bring this up yesterday or no? Todd,
what?
You make me nervous every time you're in our seat. It's like the pilot leaving the cockpit. Who's running this plane?
It's flying this thing right now.
Come on.
All right, but this is good. We need you to come in here so we can see the weather.
Like, we could do things technically?
What today is.
Todd, like, we couldn't do this? I'm sure Sarah and everybody else is watching. Look at it. Jim and I we're in our own little cocoon, and Todd leaves the control module.
Right. Wow. All right, we had to get some stuff technically. All right. This is awesome.
Look at what Todd's doing here. It's just, it's magic when he does things on our computer. He's doing
these IT guys come in and.
Hey, you know, okay, I'm going to tell you somebody had a crush on Todd.
Oh, God.
How come every time I say something to Todd, he goes, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I say it too.
Because we can never be sure, Jim, what
right,
he's going to say.
I don't say it out loud, but I'm thinking the same thing. Yeah. What? Who?
The first black woman I ever had a crush on. Other than Todd.
Yeah.
And no, you wouldn't know. You're too young. Jim would know this. Other than the girl on the cover of the album for Tijuana Brass.
Lurbert?
Yeah.
And Tijuana Brass?
Covered in whipped cream. Remember?
No.
You don't? Oh, you do too.
Come
do
on.
We've talked about this.
Okay.
She's got a cherry on top.
And
right?
Covered in whipped cream.
Whipped cream, and I think it's called whipped cream or
yeah.
something.
And
isn't
it was a number one album for like years. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
I love their music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
You don't remember the album cover?
Maybe. I don't. Yes. Okay.
Todd.
Why? What? Oh, that's. She had a crush on her, too. Okay.
No.
That's
the
point?
Yeah. No. Yeah. The only one, can I say black woman?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Sure.
The lady in Star Trek who sat at
Uhura. Uhura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, having that little thing in her ear, too, made her even more attractive.
Absolutely. And that little mini skirt thing? They got to bring back mini skirts.
6'10".
Don't they, though? What?
I'm just... Back to the weather.
Okay. Back to the weather.
Anyway, that's...
Go ahead, Jim.
Yes.
Talk about the weather.
Okay, where are we at? Where are we at? It's 46. Is that 46 or 48? That's 46. All right. 46 in Appleton. 49 in Appleton. 48 in Oshkosh. 46 in Green Bay. And it's going to warm up. I think we're in the 50s today. And then tomorrow, this weekend, it's in the 60s. Get those projects done outside. This is good. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's good weather, dude, before the bugs come out and everything. Today is also Learn to Ride a Bike Day. All right. Can't you just put a kid on a bike and push him? And
pretty much, I mean, that's you get your sense of balance. That's yeah. It's one.
I mean, I still remember that my brother. That I got a bike for my birthday. Was St. Patrick's Day, and there was too much snow, and then it was probably like today type of thing, like probably 1967, and I got my new Schwinn bike, and with my brother on there, and he just pushed me. I still remember. It's like, well, you either do it or you crash.
And once you do it, it's like. That's just, I can do that.
That was
it's just,
so easy.
And it's and then when people say it's like riding a bike, you learn it, you never forget it, right?
Right.
You could take 10 years off and get right back on. So, yeah.
But I think part of it might be, you know, once you're on that bike, if you screw up, you're going to get hurt. You know what I mean? So you're so concentrated on making sure everything's good. I mean, you're going to crash otherwise. I mean, it's like, okay, well, just
but you had the brakes. You had the brakes where you didn't have handbrakes, did you?
No.
Right. So I don't know. They're pretty easy to control. I think that's a great. I don't know. I too remember that.
Yeah,
that was great.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, a little bit downhill. You cheated a little bit in the beginning.
Absolutely, you know? No question. Got it. One good one coming up on Netflix May 20th. Untold: The Fall of Farf. Is that legit?
Yeah. I see the trailer sitting right here.
That's really? I'd never heard anything about this.
But The Fall is the
like
the brain stuff, right? Or is that the technical fall?
I'm not sure.
That's a medical fall.
Is that post football?
Terry, if you're listening, what's it about?
I know nothing about this, Terry. Please let us know.
I thought it was more medical. You know, remember he came out? I got
Parkinson's?
Something like that. But if this is that'd be interesting if it's the. He got in a little bit of trouble with the state.
A little bit?
I'm just saying, is that the fall?
When the word millions is involved, it's not little.
In your kid's school?
And you know what? I mean.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Todd. I got his personal cell sitting on my phone right now. I could call him right now and be like, hey, John, how you doing, man? Okay. He'd be great. He'd be the nicest guy. Hey, Brett, we're doing a fundraiser. Could I? Whatever you need. Okay, he's that guy.
Right.
The nicest. And this other thing that happened, and I don't know a lot about it. I don't mean to sound stupid, but I am stupid when it comes to government doling out money, yada, 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 yada. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't look. All I'm saying is just for me being, you know, not somebody in tune to all that world, it doesn't look good.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. But I know him, and I know he's had issues and whatever, but deep down, he's as good of a human being. You know, like you know, what you grew up with is part of who you are. And there's a part of him that's just such a good guy. And his wife is one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met in my life. So I've actually debated about getting him on the show. But I know a lot of people would be like, why are you getting this guy on? He defrauded the country or the poorest state in the union.
Could set up a 60 Minutes type interview.
Yeah.
Two chairs, white background.
I know. And I hated what he did with the past. I'm just with me and Brett Favre are very. And is Chewy's thing, is round two of Chewy's thing come up yet?
I haven't seen it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to ruin it for him, okay? So Mark Chimura is doing that big thing now. What's Chewy and Buds? I think it's called.
I think something like that.
All right. So he did episode one, which involved me. If you've seen this, ESPN Milwaukee. The time. They came, Brett Favre and Mark Chimura came on my radio show, my Sunday night radio show, and I didn't even know this until watching things. The reason they came on the show is that Brett was in the doghouse with Deanna, and she wouldn't let him go out after the games. So he used the excuse to go out was that he's going to be on Mino and Chewy's TV show, okay? Mm-hmm. But they brought in a case of beer into the radio station, all right? And yada, yada, yada. This is when Brett was on. Because Brett and I were going to do a TV show. We had a statewide TV show set up. Everything was set. Sunday night after the game was going to be huge. And this was the year they won the Super Bowl in New Orleans. And I'll never forget his agent, Bus Cook, called me. He said, John, come on over to Brett's house. We go over to Brett's house. And are you going to pay attention?
I've heard this. I'm listening. Yes, I'm
listening. Yeah. All right. So anyway, yada, 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 it didn't work. And yeah. So anyway, Chewy's doing some things on his podcast now about that. So whatever. So anyway, it's school principal day, which is awesome. Dominic Giardi, if you're still out there, man, you're the greatest principal ever.
Sister Jacinta.
What's that?
sister Jacinta.
That was yours?
Jacinta?
Jacinta. Jacinta.
Didn't they have to be named after saints? Was there a Saint Jacinta?
I don't know. You have to call your kid. I don't know. I think so.
Saint Jacinta?
Jacinta.
All right. I had Rose Wilma. Sister Rose Wilma.
I don't know that. Rose was a saint, was she?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, Rose, Saint Rose? Are you kidding me? She's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Chocolate.
Parfait.
Parfait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You like parfaits.
I don't.
Well, it's nice because there's a little fruit in there, a little, no?
I don't know what a parfait is. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm going to buy? You know what I'm going to buy at the Dollar Tree today, though? I'm so excited.
Salmon?
Besides that.
Careful. John, something's going to, okay, whatever. I don't know why you would buy things to consume at the dollar store. I can see buying bleach or whatever you guys buy there, brushes, but I don't know. I would worry about that because it's pretty price driven.
No. Here's what I'm going to buy. I'm buying a cake pan.
Okay.
Oh, I've never bought a cake pan in my life. You know why?
That's cool.
You're going to make a cake?
No, because what Lisa brought us in from Michael Friedman's company.
Oh.
Simple Life Hospitality. When she brought in that quiche.
Quiche?
I want to make quiche, okay. But I don't have a pie pan or a cake pan.
Do you know how to make quiche?
No.
Okay.
But I'm looking up.
I'm making it next Saturday. And parfaits, by the way, because I'm having a little party upstairs for my daughter, for her friend who's getting, all the bridesmaids are coming over to get ready. Yeah, they're doing that upstairs. Awesome. Yeah. And I said, what would you like for breakfast? And she wants quiche.
Okay.
Vegetable, though. She's going to have bacon.
Because what Lisa brought us in last really week good. Was like, oh, my God.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really good.
But it's not that hard, I don't think. No. But here's the deal, though.
Eggs,
but I don't want the crust because I don't eat carbs.
Right.
Okay.
Make it super thin, though. You want a little bit. No, none?
Well, here's the deal, though. You either buy the crust,
yeah,
which is loaded with carbs, or you try to make your own, which I can't do.
Yeah, that's too much trouble.
So I'm going to try to just butter up the whole thing.
Butter. That take care of it.
Yeah.
Why do you have to buy the crust? Just make it.
Yeah. Look who you're talking to. I mean, Jim, I'm not bad in the kitchen. I wouldn't even make a crust.
That was so flaky what she had. That was pretty thin.
I know.
That was pretty thin crust, I thought.
It was phenomenal.
You buy that stuff, isn't it? Well, I don't know.
Thin, though? I mean.
Anyway, yes.
Because I don't eat. I literally don't eat. I haven't eaten a carb in like 6 years.
You had some of the coffee cake yesterday. The Kringle.
I'm
going to say something about that.
Okay.
I'm going to say something about that. I came back. I did a, I will talk, but I went to my goodness, in Appleton. What a wonderful, I'm glad I had sunglasses on because there were a couple of times I had tears in my eyes looking and talking to people. I was talking to these, and everywhere you sat or everywhere you were at this event I was at yesterday, it's like, everybody lost somebody in Vietnam and their pictures were there. And
neighbors, right?
Oh, and they're so young. My God.
The older we get, the younger they get too, though. But you're right. They were very, very young. It's unbelievable.
I'll talk more about that and my carb thing and the whole thing, how this relates to me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to weave this whole story.
Speaking of weaving, Trucker Tuesday, these guys, did you see the
Thursday.
New? I mean, Thursday, did you see the new executive order?
Yeah. No.
When we get back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before.
There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I ain't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. How funny is that? Song was written within walking distance of where we're sitting right now. And he wrote it in between songs. The man singing that song.
I know.
Worked right over here at WJPG, I think it was.
Really?
Yes.
In the WBAY building there?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
He was a disc jockey. I didn't even know what the call. I think it was WJPD at the time. He was a disc jockey here in Green Bay. And he wrote that song literally while he was on the air during, you know, he'd play music, play some records. Hey, coming up next, you know, Conway Twitty. Whatever. Right. And he wrote that song, Steps Away From Us.
JPG talent is the old call letters for WNFL.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's great. I mean, that, yeah, well. That's...
But Todd, can't you see it? The old disc jockeys, you spin some records, play three in a row or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you got time. He literally wrote that song within 5 minutes of walking there.
That's awesome.
If I had an artificial hip, two. But yeah, so that's why I love. That's really something I had on my radio show right before he died. And then who was it, Todd, redid it? I don't know. Country Eye. But they had to take out the lyrics about the little white pills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sawyer Brown had a hit with
Sawyer Brown.
Yeah.
But he had to change the lyrics about little white pills.
Yeah.
Times change.
Amphetamines.
Those were so popular back
then. Oh, my God. In sports, they called them greenies. And they would have a big jug where you could just reach in and grab as many as you wanted.
Why'd they call them?
I don't know. That was just
they're white.
I know. They were white.
That's just the speed.
But speed was called greenies. Whereas amphetamines that pro athletes used to use all the time. I mean, like all the time. Hmm. I mean, Major League Baseball.
Right.
They would have like a bucket of greenies, which were I don't even know what would be like the legal term nowadays. I don't know. What would that be? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if we use a lot of that anymore.
I mean, I do they even have
antidepressant?
A name?
I think that's moved into a new category.
But weren't they okay? But weren't they the same as what they used to sell on the shelves? I remember this too because when soap operas were on, and I hated soap operas, but that was the only thing on TV. The Edge of Night. Remember those shows?
Oh yeah.
And they would advertise these weight loss things for women, and I think they were basically
caffeine, Vivarin, all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know, but speed wasn't a prescription drug that they were bootlegging, right?
No, they were selling it over there, selling it on TV. It was the same things, but, you know, you take one or you take 10.
Right.
You know, which the guys would take for sports.
That's like
good drive. Lord.
And then they died of heart attacks when they were 47.
Yeah.
But that's why they had to change the lyrics of that because it was advocating speed.
Yep.
Yeah, amphetamines. Yeah. Text here, part of the Brett Favre thing is his legal problems. And when he was with the Jets.
Oh, so that is that downfall. It's not a medical thing. It's more of his. Okay, interesting. I'm
Todd,
that.
You know what? Todd.
Yeah.
You're the producer.
Yep.
You control everything we do. In fact, anytime anybody complains about anything with the show, I say, call Todd.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Because I tell him, anything we say is what Todd tells us to say.
I don't go that far.
Yeah. I do.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, I go even further. I offer his phone number, his cell phone.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, do you want me to get Brett Favre in the show, yes or no?
Well, sure. I mean,
I would say, why not?
Absolutely.
Because,
give him the city. We'll start with good stuff. Then you can get into
that. Well, here's the other thing. This is not personal opinion, but everybody has made bad decisions in their life, right? That doesn't necessarily make you a bad person.
I know. I understand that, Todd. But that thing... about taking welfare money.
I understand that.
It's like, is he so tainted by that that it...
I don't know how well was he received when he spoke at the Rush.
Pretty well.
Darn right. Yeah.
I know, okay, but by, you know, half of the people that are listening and another half probably hate him for doing that. I mean, things have gotten so... Jim, you got to be honest with you. Since you got into politics, how have things changed?
Oh, I know. Hey, look, I see that all the time.
Beyond belief.
So partisan. Absolutely. You can't even talk to...
It's almost like the Civil War. You're either on the Confederate side or the, you know what I mean?
I mean, it kind of is.
It is. And when you try to be...
in between a little bit.
You get primaried.
Absolutely.
They take you out before the race.
Either one of them will,
right.
I would still like to talk to him about other stuff other than that,
right?
There's so much to talk to him about his time in Green Bay, the Packers, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a lot.
His relationship with Bart Starr is really cool. So
yeah, they actually developed
those guys were really good friends at the end. So, yeah, I don't... Yeah, his wife, big on the National Day of Prayer. That was a good couple in Green Bay. I thought they were great. And I'm sorry a lot of that stuff happened to him. But, you know, like Todd said, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
You know, I remember when Deanna, who was the nicest human being I've ever met, And I told her about my sister who passed away from cancer, you know, was dealing with cancer. And she sent me a book. She sent my sister a book up into Gwinn, Michigan, autographed, you know,
oh, yeah.
Fight the fight. Mm-hmm. We're with you. Anything you ever need, I'm here for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They could have 8 million people contact her. And she took the time to write the nicest, most heartfelt, genuine type thing to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that means a lot. You know?
Yeah, she was great. I mean, yes, she was great.
Yeah.
We miss her here.
So, Todd, yes or no? Do we get him on?
I say yes.
Yeah.
Jim?
Be great. Sure, listeners,
let us know. What do you think?
All right.
We okay
text
with
in. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay or nay?
Yay
Brett
or nay?
Favre on the
Brett
show.
Brett Favre on the show. And I understand why people, and I understand that whole, was it state money, state funds? They're supposed to go to like
but
disadvantaged and somehow it got whatever. And am I not defending?
Any government funding is complicated.
Yes.
And so he's not going to know all the strings attached. We at the community shelter don't take a lot of government money because there's too
what's
many strings
attached to it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you did
you know
that
what the,
too.
You know what the hard? Okay.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm going to tell you the hardest job I ever had in my life was, Jim. And this is the one thing in the world you and I can relate to. Okay. You're working for an entity that lives on the goodness of other people, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Give donations.
Yeah, you work for nonprofit.
Nonprofit. You live on that.
I do.
Yes, but I did too.
Right.
That's such a fine line you have to walk.
It is.
Because you might accept from somebody else, and then somebody will say, I'm not giving to you anymore. True?
Very.
It is such a tough job.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start a quick break back with us.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here and a good luck in Thursday.
We're
you know
there.
What?
We're
you can't there. Ruin a Thursday. I'm just sorry. Todd.
I'm not trying to.
All right. You just gave me a look. Really?
Yeah.
Look outside Mino.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Can I just say something that just pissed me off walking here this morning?
Your 12 steps, what?
Well, two things. Number one, somebody bought some fast food and decided to just throw all their garbage right on the sidewalk, right outside our window. Just look right up. You know what I mean? It's like you order food, you eat your food, and you can't walk to a wood. You have to just drop all your garbage right here on the sidewalk.
I actually saw what happened this morning.
Did you
but
see
that
it?
I did.
What?
Well, I saw what transpired out there.
What the hell? Oh, what happened?
Wow. There was a delivery person that works for one of the companies.
Right. Okay.
That pulled up out here, and I don't know if they had food for somebody they were dropping off, like one of those Eat Streets or Uber Eats or something like that. And then for some reason, I don't know if it was that food or something from his car that ended up on the sidewalk.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay.
It's still not okay, but
well,
yeah.
No, but that's something I could see me doing.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's totally
in my old days. When I was immature.
Yeah, the old you.
But it's like right on the sidewalk. I rock past, I don't like step over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how were you raised? You think if you brought back your mom and say, hey mom, look at me, how well you raised me. I threw all my stuff right here on the You know what I mean?
But you could pick it up.
Who?
You.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
I do that. When I talk to kids all the time, what can you guys do for the city? Pick up litter?
Listen, I did the next best thing.
And listen to your mother.
I did the next best thing.
I told them that all the time.
And I announced it on the air?
And I kicked it into the street.
So now it's spread out more.
Jeez. I made a path for myself by kicking into the street. Okay, let's go with our text here. Todd, you read our text, Todd.
I can't.
You can't?
No, because I got other stuff I'm doing right now.
Okay.
You know, Todd, you know another thing that pees me off? You're always like doing too much during our show.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention enough.
Yes. Would you stop working? God, I hate people that work.
All right. Todd makes a good point.
We're trying to do a show and you're working.
Listen to what Todd said.
So here's our first text. Absolutely should have Brett on. This is actually the perfect time or the perfect type of show. And the two of you are perfect for that type of interview. Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay. I would like to do that.
There's so much more to talk about. You could talk about Parkinson's and football and all that kind of stuff.
We talk about the rainy night when he came in for Thanksgiving. Bart Starr when they were out there. Yeah. I mean, that was just a very cool evening.
I know. I still feel bad, but it was the worst weather possible.
It was.
Wasn't it terrible?
We had a lunch though at the KI that afternoon, but that was a terrible evening.
I felt bad.
It rained like
I want to get Bart Jr. on. Because I remember him trying to help his dad on the golf cart in the pouring rain. It's like, oh, it's like, remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was there, yeah.
And then I will say this on the extreme opposite end, when Favre was, you know, at the Lambeau, the big, so it was so hot. It was my, remember that? It was like 100 degrees.
That was my daughter's wedding.
No kidding. Yeah,
so, and then we blew up fireworks after her at we had Big Mouth play. They all marched outside.
Oh, wow.
And they're all like, oh, that's for Brett Favre. I was like, I know that wasn't. That was for my kid.
Wasn't that like the hottest day
that
ever?
That was great. It was a great evening. Yeah, it was great because then we went out to the city deck.
But I remember people passing out.
It was, and that went a little long, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's some people like, I'll stop over later. And it's like, I don't know who talked. Was it him that talked that long?
I don't know. But,
it was long. People were saying.
I was live for the whole thing in TV. Okay.
Anyway, yes, that was a hot night. It was a great night. Yes, I remember that. I wasn't there.
You know what I still remember? You know those cringe-worthy type things?
Oh, yeah.
So I was doing a thing for NBC 26 at the time with this young reporter who was co-hosting with me, okay? And Deanna Favre, she comes up, John, I just want you to know, I've been asked by everybody, and I'm not doing any interviews except for you because you were so good to my family and my daughter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nothing about Brett just because you were so, okay. So we do the thing, and so we taped it. And Todd, you would appreciate this more than anybody, the inner workings of broadcasting, okay? Young reporter, wasn't from around here, nice girl, shows, we're with Deanne Favre, or no, Diane. We're with Deanne.
I love that.
Something you guys do once in a while. You know?
Yeah, we do.
But you know, and it's just like, it's Deanne. I said, John, you're the only one. I tell the younger, you go ahead and start. With Diane Favre.
Wow.
And Deanna looked at me and I looked at her and it's like, I'm sorry. So we couldn't use the interview. We had the only interview with her that night. We couldn't use it because she kept calling her by the wrong name.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That was got weird. And then we get a lot of new reporters because we are a stepping stone. And I get that. You know, we're middle market and they come here for 2 years, 4 years, and then they leave. But, it does.
You know what?
Annoying.
I'm going to say something about that though, Jim. And because I was with Noah yet,
Cornelius.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful young reporter. He was actually Chuck Wellens and I. We did the Vietnam thing yesterday in Appleton. Went to one of those little restaurants that I love, Mary's. It's not yada 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 corporate. It's Mary's restaurant.
Yeah.
And I asked the girl the way I said, how late do you serve breakfast? Till we close.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Those are good places.
It's 3 p.m. or whatever. You can get an omelet. Yeah. Love those places.
Totally.
It's one of those kind of places.
That's a great restaurant.
So anyway, actually, Noah was there, and I told him about he's just sitting there having lunch. I said, what a great job you guys do. But what you were saying about the two-year thing, NBC 26, I give them credit on this. They're trying to change that by, I think they're the highest paid media station in the area, okay? Because they want these young reporters. They almost want to, like, you know, cut your teeth here, that's fine. But then once you cut your teeth, we still want you here. But unfortunately, they're giving these young reporters such great experience. Like this one that we had, Ted Stefaniak and I, for our high school football game, she would always come on. And it's like, what happened to Olivia? She goes, got a job in Kansas City. I'm like, the Kansas City top 20 market? He goes, yep, from Green Bay. So what I'm saying is, you're right about that. And NBC 26, I give them credit. They're trying to change that by paying them more. Because they used to pay these kids horrific. I mean, you could work anywhere and make more money, okay? So they're trying to change that. Like, learn your community. It's almost like the Press Gazette used to be, where it's like, you know, if a reporter from the Press Gazette called you, they had credibility because they've worked in this area.
Yeah, no.
And you being how many different reporters in your 16 years?
Oh, my God, I was just talking about.
How many different reporters came into your office who didn't have a bleeping clue?
Oh, yeah, that's why they come to the interview after you've been there, you know, 14 years, busting your butt every day, and it's like, state your name
yeah.
and spell it.
Spell it. Oh,
it's like,
Okay, I will never do that. I'm like, I think you might have that in your
file somewhere.
Yeah, but you know what?
I get it. I think I do it.
As a reporter, you want that, so there's no question
and
about
I
it.
You're right.
You did that yesterday.
You're right.
You got
I didn't.
I thought you did. I thought you got some
of
that.
That's different.
Oh.
I'm old.
Oh.
And I got an artificial hip.
I think that's a great thing for reporters and interviewers to do.
I do, but it's a little bit disingenuous. Which is a great word that I'm just throwing out there. I don't even know what it means.
No, I do it with almost everybody.
Okay. But they should do their homework before is what I'm saying.
Or they could do that for you.
Yes.
But you're right. There's a couple
of
times.
My God, I have to say my name
recorded. Let me just say this. I want to say this. If you're like unbelievably busy and they're just like, I got to get something today. My producer's kind of on me. Like, I just need something today. It's like, all right, come on in here. It's just something. I don't know.
And time then killer. We never
time
do that.
Killer. Hey, that's a time killer.
Todd. We never time filler.
Oh, time filler. But
that's what we call it. Todd, we never do that in the media. On a slow day?
Yes.
You guys do it every morning.
Yeah, that's right. Like right now, here we are.
I've done that.
So. You guys got some texts and all stuff.
Right, I've done that every day of my working life. Read them, Todd.
So Brett Favre, 85% yes to no, 15%. They want him on the show.
All right.
Michael says, why does everyone seem so angry this morning? We're alive. Let's be happy. It's a great day.
Am I angry?
You sound a little angry.
Okay, because I had to walk through somebody's garbage into the studio.
Here's another one. I heard Beckett's podcast is going to Minneapolis when he finishes seventh grade. That's from Brian.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, weren't we supposed to talk about the executive order? I know you guys BS for a living, but sometimes you're too good at it and get way too far off track. So before the break at 20 after, we were going to talk about the executive order.
Todd, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
So on Monday,
Trucker Thursday.
And on Monday, the president signed an executive order. And the essence of the order is that truck drivers need to be proficient in English. And proficient is, you got to define that. But if you look at our fourth grade reading test scores, some of these kids aren't proficient. But they want them to be proficient in English and obviously in speaking, but in reading as well, because evidently there's been some issues with language barriers, with not being able to read signs properly. So I don't know who lobbied for that. I'm going to guess it's the police, state police. But so that goes into effect, I think, today. And that's why I said there's an executive order signed.
I will say this. I don't know anything about that part of it, the whatever. But as a police officer, what do you do when you pull somebody over and they don't really speak English?
Think about it.
What do you do, though?
For
any police people out there, what law enforcement, what do you do?
A couple things.
Do you have to call somebody in?
Or I think there's some equipment now that you can use. I don't know that we have that. But
AI type stuff, if they say something, you can.
They have that in medical for not like the doctor, but like the orderlies have that.
I would imagine they need that, right? I
mean, especially when they speak like
that's what I mean.
In New York,
3 o'clock in the morning, right. And you're in the emergency room,
right? So that would bring in a translator. If it's an emergency room, they bring in a translator. But I'm just saying that if an orderly comes in, you have to go to this room. They have that equipment. But anyway, back to the truckers. Our guy's in charge of that. Who's the Secretary of Transportation? He's one of our guys. He's a Wisconsin guy. No,
I have no idea.
The guy was in Congress. He had a TV show. The Secretary of Transportation. Oh, it's 6:46. Okay, I'll think about it in just a second. Anyway, he's kind of in charge of putting together the parameters of what proficient means. This is going to be interesting, but it didn't get a ton of coverage.
I didn't hear about it till this morning.
So, anyway, that's when Brian, when he asked about the executive order, that came out of the White House on Monday, and I think it's effective today, I think, but don't hold me to that.
Sean Duffy?
Yes, Sean Duffy.
Oh, Sean Duffy?
Everybody knows
him. Oh, my God, absolutely. You came. I was with him like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's what I expected you to say.
Yeah.
Great friend of mine. Great friend
of mine.
Mine,
too. We go way back.
I've met him a number of times.
Thanks to Pat, Patty, and Luann, who all knew it was Sean Duffy.
Thank you, guys. Yep. I knew it, too. I just, early. Anyway, so that. Trucker Thursday, that is just something that's going on behind the scenes, but will probably be talked about a little bit. And it seemed like the Independent Trucker Association was very supportive.
Okay.
Which is good.
I will say this. If they take away every trucker that can't be proficient in whatever they say, then the trucking industry will take a big hit. There'll be a lot fewer truckers on the road.
But don't businesses, corporations have an obligation to teach that?
I don't know. I will say this. My mother didn't speak English, and she started school, and she was traumatized because she was bullied so bad because she could not speak English. She only spoke Italian, to the point where my grandmother, who ended up doing time in federal prison, went to school and smacked the hell out of her teacher. And if my kid was bullied because they couldn't speak English, I'd go to school and I would smack the hell out of that teacher. I'd smack them till white stuff came out of their heads if they bullied my kid. I'm just being honest with you.
Some of us would teach our kids English.
Really? Yeah. When you first come to the country, like my family did on a boat when my grandma was pregnant from Italy.
I thought it was your grandma that didn't speak, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If your family came over to I would smack the hell out of your family. Okay. I'd smack the hell out of your dad.
Okay. All right. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a man.
Hey, welcome back! Mind on the Mariner, good luck at Thursday morning. It is also May. This is something we're devoting our day to this. May Day of Prayer.
Nope. May Day and Day of Prayer.
Exactly.
Two different things.
Well, yes and no, though. I went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And May Day was the day for the Blessed Virgin. And we would remember that? You'd walk around a tree or something.
Jim doesn't seem like he remembers that.
Well, I'm a better Catholic than he is, obviously. Call your brother the priest. Don't you remember May Day? You guys didn't have to do it. My sister, that was a big thing in my family. She was selected Queen of May Day for the Blessed Virgin. No.
Oh, look at this.
What?
The church dedicates the most colorful month of the year to honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary. Apparently, there's a tie-in.
For May.
Oh, for May.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it started today.
Well, this says May Day, while often associated with secular traditions like spring festivals and celebrations of labor, it also holds a significant Catholic connection because of the month of May being the month of Mary.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I never knew that.
No.
But I wasn't Catholic, so.
And we didn't grow up in Nugani either.
Thanks God we got somebody that's a theologian in.
I just quick, a little segue. So, Catholic, you're pretty good Catholic.
No, I mean, the Hall of Fame.
I know the Altar Boy Hall of Fame, but I got this show on Sunday, right? That Lean Local. I've got the best guest I think I've had on this year.
The Pope, right?
Close.
Last
tried to get him
with the Pope.
I think didn't
I'll play the part.
Our VP had that. This conclave.
Hey, okay. I'm not making fun of him.
It's
no, I know. I'm going to spend a couple extra years in hell for this. Okay. But I
think it's
this.
Eternity. So
I will say this. Can't you see? Was it Vance?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're Pontiff. Yadda. And then Pontiff just goes. Did you see that? Just kind of like a. When the hell was that guy? True. So I'm not making fun of the puppets. You know his handlers, the guys in the Swiss Miss costumes.
Yeah.
Came and said, "Oh, that was who? What the hell was that?"
He brought his kids with him, so that was a little protection.
No disrespect.
So who's on your shows on Sunday?
So, we're going to talk about the conclave because I think, again, I love the draft, but I did think that sucked a lot of energy out of this community. And now I think we can talk about other things. I think something that people are interested in. I mean, there's 1.4 billion Catholics. About half our community that's listening is 47% are Catholics. So anyway, I'm bringing in John Girardi, who is like studied in Rome. I called him to say, look, I need someone to come on my show. Can you give me a name of someone who understands the conclave? Why do we elect a pope? Is it representative? You have 20% of the people live in Africa. Do 20% of the cardinals come from Africa? And just interested stuff that I have, and I think people will find this interesting because we're going to talk about term limits and everything else about this election of the Pope. So he said, look, when is it? He said, I can come tomorrow, which was yesterday. I said, that's not going to work. But he's coming on Thursday. Today I'm going to record the show.
You
at
know
2
what's
o'clock.
So funny? Little things that stick. I remember fourth grade or whatever, right. Sister Wilfrida explaining that about the white smoke versus right. black smoke. And I still don't understand it. Do you?
Well, you'll have listen to listen in on Sunday.
You listen. This is going to be
but
pretty.
But they burn something special,
they
right?
They do. We're going to learn all about that. Yeah. I think it's interesting.
I'd bring him on this show, to be honest with you. I would like to know.
Yeah.
That's like such a hidden secret.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about that. That's unbelievable, the secrecy. Like, you wouldn't believe how secret that is. You sign an oath and.
Can I be honest with you on something? I swore I was going to be a cardinal.
You wanted to be a cardinal?
Yeah.
Wow. For the St. Louis?
I had thoughts about being a priest, but I thought that was kind of like, anybody can be a priest.
You know what?
I wanted to be a cardinal. That's no lie. I think it's because they look cool in the red.
And you have to be a cardinal to be a pope, which is cool.
And that a cool hat?
But I'm going to ask him that. Do you go into the priesthood thinking?
Yeah.
Do you have a ladder you want to climb, or does you just wait for?
That was mine.
I don't think they take people like
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm just throwing this out there. I thought about being a priest.
So did I.
I thought about being a pastor.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know what's nice? That kind of says we all have some good in us.
You know,
we got to find it, but it's all there. It's all there. I really did.
Okay, a bad part of me, though, I wanted to hear people's confessions.
Yeah. Jim, could you keep them secret? Yeah, let's be honest
right.
here.
That's the secrecy
okay,
there.
Okay, let me be honest on something.
All of a sudden, the guy's getting bribed. The wife's like, honey, where's our money going? You know, because you're extorting the guy.
Okay, let's be honest on something. Cocktail hour with priests. Do they, yes or no, share confession stories?
Oh, no, never.
Oh,
never.
You don't think so?
Seriously?
Never. Never. No. No, they won't do that. No.
Four deep into the bourbon.
I thought you were going to say,
I got to tell you this one. No, I'm not going to name any names, but he sells cars.
Anyway, it'd be interesting to listen to this.
I think I would have been a great priest.
So, what else we got going on?
Yeah,
here today?
A bunch of texts coming in.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there. Hey, 1st of May, outdoor things begin today. Just saying, my grandpa always said that, Tori. Well, you had a dirty grandpa, Tori.
Yeah, did too.
Tori, you're banned for the rest of the show. John is correct. We used to make May altars at home each May. Statues of the Blessed Mary surrounded by flowers every year. Jim's mom would remember doing this, I'm sure.
Patty, you know what? Now that you say that, it just wasn't, you're right. I remember that, putting the flowers and having the
statue. It was almost like homecoming. Like right. They'd have the May Queen and the whole thing. Maybe that was like Old Testament or something. I was going to be a bishop, but I hate walking diagonally. Brian.
Chest joke.
Hey, Brian, you're bad.
Oh, man.
Brian, if the best you got is a chest joke, you're banned for the rest of the day. Tori and Brian, you're both banned.
So, and people get that, right?
Watch the movie Conclave. Wow.
Yeah.
Tina.
That's talk about the
secrecy. There's a movie?
Oh, yeah. Big time. I think that's funny what Brian sent in.
I think that's too, really actually. Funny. Yeah.
That's snarky, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
The chess
Brett
piece.
Farber on the show, yes or no? Yes, 85%.
All right,
no 15%.
On.
Wow. All right. Quick break. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.